Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I sit at my desk this morning to prepare my radio commentary, and a host of ideas were on my mind. How about the oil spill in the Gulf? What about North and South Korea at each other's throat? Then I glanced at an article in the Washington Post food section. The title read, "Well, the yolk's on me." The article is instructive. Let me tell you what it's all about. This lady and her husband moved from Manhattan to Cape Cod. Like many of their neighbors, they wanted to raise some chickens in the backyard and have their own eggs. They knew without any doubt free-range chickens laying fresh eggs would taste so much better. So they had their own eggs and they tasted good. And the couple knew the eggs were delicious, but they couldn't help but wonder if they really tasted better or did they just think they tasted better. Well, the only way to answer that question would be to have a taste test. And they enlisted four neighbors that were blindfolded, ready to sample four kinds of eggs. Ordinary supermarket eggs, organic supermarket eggs, high-end organic country hen brand eggs, and eggs from their own chickens. Well, you guessed it. They couldn't tell any difference. Eggs taste like eggs. There's one difference, but it's not taste. The conventional supermarket white eggs cost $1.99 per dozen. The country hen free-range organic eggs cost $3.29 per dozen. And the eggs from their own chickens scratching in the backyard just cost some feed and extra work. Now, I know how that is. When I was a boy, my job was to feed the chickens in the hen house and gather the eggs. The story behind this story is that the popular attack on commercial agriculture and push for every family with their own garden, chickens, maybe pigs, and a cow to milk is not as perfect as it sounds. I'm not against it. Just remember, it can be costly and may not taste any better. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington. In the rain, as we